This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 45, and today's devotion is titled, The Eight Laws of Health. The Eight Laws of Health. Our scripture memory for today comes from Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. In the Garden of Eden, before sin, God created Adam and Eve in his image. They were perfectly formed. They were strong and beautiful, and they had a healthy diet. In a world without sin, nothing would die, and no one would eat meat. We will all be vegetarian in heaven. It wasn't until after the flood that God gave permission to man to eat meat, to eat the clean meats. In fact, interestingly enough, a lot of people don't know that on Noah's Ark, the unclean animals went into the ark two by two. The clean animals went into the ark seven by seven. And that was to provide Noah and his family with food after the flood, when all of the vegetation would have been destroyed. But the creation diet leads to good health, a longer life, and more energy. For instance, vegetarians live 8 to 10 years longer than meat eaters. The vegetarian lifestyle lowers cholesterol, has decreased risk for diabetes, decreased risk for heart disease, which is America's number one killer. There's less risk for colon cancer, and the list goes on and on. But today I want to talk about the eight laws of health. God has set in motion eight laws that if we follow them, we will have the best, the most optimal chance for good health and a long, happy life. Number one is nutrition. Eating plenty of fruits and vegetables, and even cutting out meat completely, eating lots of whole grains, whole foods, will promote good health, more energy, and a longer life. Number two, exercise. We talked about this a couple of days ago. It is so important to get up and get moving. Exercise for 15 to 20 minutes at least four times a week to lose weight, strengthen your heart, and have more energy. Number three, water. Your body is made up mostly of water. So when you don't take in enough water, your body dries up and cells begin to die. A healthy body is a hydrated body. Water cleanses the body by helping to eliminate waste and toxins. So drink 1 ounce per 2 pounds of body weight every day. Number four, sunshine. Spend time outside in the sunshine every day. The morning hours or the late afternoon hours are ideal. The sunshine provides vitamins that our bodies need, and studies have shown that it even elevates your mood. I know that when the sun is shining, I have more energy and just feel better. But it's so important to get out there and enjoy the sunshine. Of course, if you're out in the heat of the day, when the sun is the strongest, it's important to cover yourself up or wear sunscreen to help prevent skin cancer, which can be very deadly. But God gave us the sun, and to me it's so amazing that just by basking in the sunshine, our body converts those rays into things, vitamins, that our bodies need. God really does look at all the details, doesn't he? Number five is temperance. Temperance, or self-control, is so important in every area of our lives. Temperance means having a healthy balance between working, resting, faith, eating, and drinking. It also means using self-control to choose not to do those things that are harmful to our bodies, such as drinking alcohol, doing drugs, or having promiscuous sex. A lot of times people think of temperance as mainly being about avoiding alcohol and drugs, and that is very important. Anything that alters or controls our mind is not healthy for our relationship with Christ. So we need to avoid doing those things. But self-control, very much similar to self-discipline, means that our lives are balanced, that we're not at one extreme or the other. Number six, air. Breathing fresh air is essential to good health. If you live in a city where the air is polluted, try to get out away from the city as much as possible and drink in good air. Use an air filter in your home if the air in your area is of poor quality. Breathing deeply fills the body with oxygen and can help to relax you when you're tense. Number seven, rest. First, sleep is very important to maintaining a healthy body. When you're exhausted and run down, you're more likely to get sick. Ideally, adults should get 6 to 8 hours of sleep every night. Studies have shown that adults that get less than 6 hours of sleep or more than 8 hours of sleep actually decrease their lifespan. And the hours before midnight are the most beneficial. Every hour before midnight is like sleeping 2 hours after midnight. Secondly, when God created the world, He sanctified the seventh day as His holy Sabbath. He knew how much we would need time to rest away from the world and come and spend time with Him. By resting on the Sabbath and keeping it holy, you will receive a Sabbath day's blessing, and you will find that not only spiritual rest, but physical rest as well. Number eight, trusting God. By trusting in God, we will receive the blessings of God. People of faith are calmer, happier, and live longer than those who do not trust in God. God wants us to have abundant lives. That doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect, but that our inner joy, our inner happiness will be abundant. He wants to bless us. Ask God today to help you care for your health in a way that is pleasing to Him. You will live longer and have a happier life. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, You came so that we might have life more abundantly. And we thank You today for Your sacrifice. Lord, in this day and age, sometimes it's hard for us to take care of our health because there's so many things that are demanding our time and attention. But Lord, our health is so important. Please bless each of the ladies listening today. Help them to have life more abundantly. Help them to trust You in everything. Help them make wise decisions regarding their health. Help them to teach their families how to be healthier. And help them to set the example. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you've been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, Cleaning the Bathroom.